Hey, what's going on, Clipper folks? It is me, William the Opinion Updike.
Ooh, I am very positive after that road trip, Chuck Mockler.
and we're your friendly neighborhood Clippers podcast, just a couple of best friends and Clipper credentialed media people. We'll bring you Locked On Clippers 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific.
Oh, 100%.
Can you believe it?
It's a good time.
It's a good time. As Chuck alluded to, we've wrapped up that six-game road trip. A lot of ups and downs through it, obviously with the notable misses of Kawhi and Paul George to start this one off.
Yes.
And, you know, the roller coaster once they return to the lineup. but we're going to recap that last game of that road trip. As you alluded to, the Clips finished 4-2 with a win over the Cavs, a resounding 121-99 victory.
Yes.
We're going to talk about what we liked in that one as well as what we didn't like. And then it's Thirsty Thursday. Every single Thursday, Chuck and I just kind of talk about who and what we're thirsty for, what we want to see more of, essentially.
Yes, for sure.
And in this one, we got some more stuff about the Pat Bev injury. We got some stuff about the pick and roll defense. I got some great, you know, my favorite stat is assisted turnover ratio.
Oh, yeah.
I got some great Paul George stuff to dig into. And then in shavings, which is where we kind of wrap up everything else.
Bit of a vent session on this one.
Oh, man. There is some nobodies out there who
oh,
have
wow.
something to say about Paul George.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess we're going to talk about it.
Absolutely.
So, we're heated. We're real heated right now.
We're absolutely heated. But first, we want to let you know that this episode is brought to you by 1010. Now, you may have read about this in the New York Times, InStyle magazine, or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring. They're available now exclusively at BlueNile.com, and when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people, and with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you're ready to mark a special commitment or looking for a unique and meaningful way to celebrate Valentine's Day, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings is now available exclusively at BlueNile.com.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Let's get into this recap. What happened, Will?
Well, Clips took care of business.
Yes.
121-99. Mm-hmm. Once again, still no Pat Bev.
We're going to talk about it in the next segment.
But I believe you bet right on what this road record would be. I think you said
yeah.
I think you said 4-2.
I think I did too. I'm going to pretend like I did. I'm happy we ended 4-2. The one loss against the Nets was difficult, but it was close. The other one against the Hawks, kind of a wonky one. So a whole lot to be psyched about on this road trip as a whole. But the biggest thing we were psyched on in this game was the fact that Paul George continues to play at an MVP level. He had 36 points, 4 boards, 6 assists, no turnovers.
Love it.
8 of 9 from 3.
I love it.
What was he, one off the Clippers franchise record?
I believe he was 1-3 shy of a franchise record. It was incredible. He was clearly cool. Feeling it.
Every kind of three was going in. It didn't matter if it was open. It didn't matter if any of the Cavs were on him. It was great.
Definitely. It was great to see from him, especially on the second night of a back-to-back after such a hard-fought game. And that's kind of what I liked overall. This would be an easy and understandable game to drop. Back to back,
100%.
Really high level of competition. Game came all the way down to the wire last night. You're playing a team that's physical, that's larger, really good defensively.
Yeah.
They had a surge there to end that second half.
Yes, it did get dicey.
It would be completely understandable to drop a game like this, but that's not this year's Clippers.
Yes, it would have been understandable, not acceptable, I don't think.
It would have been acceptable. I think
borderline.
It would have been totally acceptable.
The guys looked gassed, too, in this one. So there was some great second half adjustments. Like you said, during the second it got, the Cavs were ahead at one point in this game. But Tyloo made some great adjustments, especially kind of on some stuff about the pick and roll that we're going to talk about in the next. But guys were gassed. Batum was still looking as spry as he could after playing way too many minutes.
Yeah, Nick Batum, took us into the second half with the lead.
Yes, he did. He hit a Dirk-style fadeaway, which was great. Kawhi had a bounce-back game from three. He made, I think, 2 in the first quarter, finished with 24, 6 boards, 3 assists, and a steal. Another you know, one of the 213 connection is going to dominate, and the other is kind of quote unquote just going to have something like 24.
It's just
going to
have all star numbers.
Yeah, so it's like, all right, this was cool, but we needed it. We had to rely on them a little bit because this was a feisty Cavs game, but, you know, they got it done.
I thought the three-point shooting from him was great. It was good to see that kind of turnaround. Overall, from three, I mean, that's kind of really where we won this game and poured it on. We shot 58% on 34 threes,
yeah.
Which is still less than I'd like us to be taking, believe it or not.
Yeah.
The Cavs took 10 threes.
We made 20. We doubled up their takes on makes.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to... I mean, the Cavs are obviously, you know, they're still building and stuff.
Definitely.
If the Cavs add a shooter, because they have pieces right now. We're going to talk about it and what we didn't like, especially about the pick and roll. But Sexton and Garland, Sexland as they're being known, those guys are going to be problems. They are problems now.
They're really good, but worth noting, I believe each of them only took one three-pointer.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. This is how the Clippers beat the zone, though. You hit your open shots and you force them to adjust. Also, Zoo and Lou looked more like themselves. Zoo had 10, 16 boards, 2 steals, and 3 blocks. Lou had 15, 3, and 3 on 62% shooting, which I think is going to be his new kind of ceiling, if that makes sense. For how Lou Will's usage is going, if he's putting up 13, 4, and whatever, I think that's what we need from him right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we shouldn't need him to erupt for, you know, 20 a game.
Or 50.
off the bench. That's fine. And he in these last two games, has looked the most like himself, I think, since that hip injury. So it does seem like he's getting his legs back under him. He's definitely feeling more comfortable. Let's talk about what we didn't like in this one, because there's not a whole lot. There's just some kind of continuing trends. You brought up the pick and roll defense that still needs to get figured out.
Sexton had 27, Garland had 23. We were doing this really deep drop coverage, and their guards were just killing us. We're going to talk about in the next segment, too, specifically how that is the Clippers' biggest issue, but the floaters were going in. That's how the Cavs got the lead.
It's really frustrating for me because I feel like with Zoo, at least these last few games, it's kind of been one extreme or the other.
Yeah.
Where either he's playing up really high on the pick and roll and like getting backdoor cut, or he's dropping too low and just getting, you know, obvious. It's not even his fault, but he's getting scorched by guards. Like, if you give a guy like
that
a full head of steam, what do you think is going to happen? The interior presence defensively overall, I think, continues to be a problem. We were outscored in the paint 58-36 in this one, which isn't bad.
They only took 10 threes.
I was going to say, it isn't bad overall, just considering their shot distribution and sort of how this team plays. But after watching Kyrie kind of torch us, this was a little bit frustrating. Yeah. Sexton and Garland just got whatever they wanted inside. Sexton was 10 of 21 from two-point range. All but 2 of those attempts occurred in the paint.
Oh, wow.
And Garland was 10 of 17 from two-point range. All but 4 of those attempts were in the paint. So, I know it's difficult because I just feel like at times we don't have that deterrent.
Which is so weird.
But I know that we have those deterrents on the roster, right?
Yeah,
like,
for
sure. That's the thing that's kind of irritating. What else didn't we like in this one?
You know, 14 turnovers. The Cavs score, 20% of their points off turnovers?
Yeah.
They shrink the floor and get deflections. It showed tonight, but the Clippers got way better with that in the second half. So, you know, 14 turnovers is rough, but it could have been a lot worse after. I think they had like 6 or 7 maybe, like halfway through the first and a half or something.
I agree. Against a team that's this dangerous on turnovers, certainly, we lost the fast break. Pace continues to be an issue. Overall, if the Clippers are staying, 14 or under, I'm pretty happy. I'd love for it to stay, sub 10 like it was there for a little while. But, when the Cavs were able to press the pace, they were generally kind of successful. And I just didn't like that we gave up a bunch of second chance opportunities to the Cavs. They did double up our amount of second chance points, albeit it's not a large number. It's like 18-9. But still, this has been one of those things for this team that I do feel like it was an issue in the Nets game too, where we are allowing some second looks at the basket, which is just never It's never going to be good. It's a little bit more permissible in a game like this where they have, you know, such great rebounders on that team and such size. So I'm willing to let it slide, but I didn't like it.
That's fair. We also got 10 more boards than they did, which I think is great. So like they got those second chance opportunities, but we still kind of killed them on the boards overall, which was good. Can't be too mad about that.
I'm livid.
We are livid over here. Pretty great win. Can't be mad at 4-2 on this difficult of a road trip with the ins and outs with the roster that we had. Coming up, we're talking Thursday. What we want to see more of? Going to talk more about that pick and roll defense. But first, Will, talk to me about Rock Auto Parts.
All right. So with the increasing number of makes and models, it's really impossible for a brick and mortar store to stock all the parts that you need. So why endure the pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning? Is your Odyssey an LX? Is it an EX? And why would you want to wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing only the brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have a computer. You have access to rockauto.com at your home, in your pocket. Rockauto.com is a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. 20 years. So go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They've got everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or a daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and it's remarkably easy to navigate. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and you can choose the brands, specifications, and even the prices that you prefer. Speaking of prices, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and they're the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So why spend up to twice as much for the same dang parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
All right, we got our car parts. We got the got a dirty shirt on covered in oil. Thankfully, I got all these parts from it from Rock Auto. We're talking Thirsty Thursday. What we want to see more of, I want to know more about this Pat Bev injury. I want to know if it is actual soreness. This is a selfish fan perspective.
I understand
that for sure.
It's not actual soreness?
Is it something more than that? You know what I mean? Like, dude, Mbamute was out for, I'm not saying it's the same situation, but he had knee soreness for whatever. I had to think it was more than just soreness. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, Morris had a similar distinction.
Yeah, it's just been a while. For a guy who had surgery on this knee.
It's been, what, 6-7 games
now?
He
was out the whole road trip, yeah.
I'm going to give it 4 more games.
Okay.
I think you get 10 games. And then if something isn't more clear or something isn't clarified, I think that it's more than time to worry. Obviously, we talked about this a little bit the other day. With, you know, if you would be willing to make a trade anywhere on this Clippers team.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can see is, you know, if you are long-term worried about the availability of Patrick Beverley.
Yes.
Because it's really difficult, right? I mean, obviously, one of the most impactful players on the team.
Definitely.
It's, you know, I don't even think it's disputable. I think that most players would probably tell you that. But availability is the best ability. so, you know, like if, I don't know, if we come into another situation where, you know, we're getting to the end of the season or getting to the playoffs and, you know, he's not available.
That's an issue.
Or it's, you know, kind of like it was last year where he was very clearly not himself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you do with that. It's
for sure. It's a difficult spot to be in.
The guy is on the wrong side of 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess with what he...
Hey, same, you know? I feel his pain.
What he's done for this team, what he continues to do for this team, I think is ultimately worth giving it another go versus, you know, hitting the eject button at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
But I don't know if this front office feels the same way. This is a very shrewd front office.
They are very shrewd. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Do we want him to play on the Friday game?
look, I think that he should take the maximum amount of time that he needs to be back in the lineup. And, you know, if he's the guy that
diplomatic answer, I like that.
If he's the guy that doesn't play back-to-backs, that's fine.
Oh, man, he's getting the Kawhi treatment.
If we have to ramp up his minutes, that's fine. Look, I don't want to trade Pat Bev. That's not what I'm saying in all of this. I'm saying that when available, he is like he is a piece of this team that cannot be separated.
That's a good call.
So whatever it takes for him to be the most available or have the most availability is the right path.
I mean, I can't argue with that. This is why I want to know more. You know, what are we in for? What are you thirsty for?
I'm thirsty for Paul George to continue this pass efficiency.
Oh, yeah.
Look, he has been really hard on himself talking about the turnovers. You know, he has not made excuses about it. It's been a continuation of sort of his through line this year, which is accountability, which I think is huge. But in these last three games, his assist to turnover ratio is as follows: 6-0.
Good.
6-3 in the Nets game.
2-1. Still pretty good.
That's good.
I said it was good.
5-1.
Pretty good.
Look, he has not had a stretch that was this efficient all season. He came close sort of at the beginning of January, starting on the 8th in Golden State, where he went 4-7. Fine. He went 7-1.
That's not very good.
He went 7-4. Fine. 9-2. Great.
Yeah.
6-3. Solid. But this is the best, you know, stretch that we've seen. So I think that this is maybe getting figured out. I'm thirsty for this trend to continue. I think that, you know, as these roles become more defined and we, you know, we start to have, I mean, the Clippers version of continuity.
Which is just someone perpetually out every 7 games
which is still someone perpetually out.
Not continuity at all. Yeah.
Stars being stars missing. I think as they come to grips with that and, you know, Paul George's playmaking continues to improve, it just, to me, it lifts the floor of this team so much. Obviously, we know what Paul George can do on his best nights.
Yes.
But when he's eliminating some of these mistakes, I think that it takes a pretty severe bottom out of his worst nights.
That's a really good call. Yeah.
100%. Because, like, you know, there's going to be nights where the shots aren't falling. Whatever. Yeah, we can live with that. you know, we can live with that. Paul George, you know, has shown an ability, especially this season, that even when the offensive game isn't quite clicking, a greater commitment to defense.
Yeah.
Not that it wasn't great last year, but I think it's
even better now.
I think it's even better this year. So when you combine that with, you know, still being able to get his teammates involved and getting the ball moving,
it's MVP stuff.
It's MVP stuff. And it also just, you know, it just takes away some chances for failure, I guess.
100%. Kind of speaking of that in terms of how well Paul George's passing is going, I'm thirsty for the pace to get here a little bit. Ty Lue has talked about how it's going to come, you know, that it needs more continuity, they need more time and stuff like that. I'm excited for the Clippers to see it. Right now, against, you know, a team like the Nets when we saw it, sometimes the pace just can't match a team like that's pace, which is the kind of team you're going to go against in Western Conference Finals or the Finals. So when it finally gets to the Clippers, I shouldn't say finally. There's been continuity issues. It's still fairly early-ish in the season. I'm just excited for it. We've seen Kawhi. Kawhi's at full speed. We've seen him have some great burst. Paul George is fully healthy. Like, the guys, I'm really looking forward to this getting integrated into the Clippers system more.
So I'm with you there. I think that we've seen some great individual play, sort of, you know, pushing the pace a little bit. I don't think that it's gotten there, obviously, top to bottom roster. We have seen some poor shot selection, but I'm not just singling out, you know, guys like Reggie or Morris in that.
Yeah.
Because we do see the same thing from Kawhi and Paul George as well. I think that, you know, Paul George improving this playmaking efficiency is going to be a part of that. But yeah, overall, I think they just need to get comfortable as a team moving with speed. That's We've seen call. What this team can do in the half court, and yeah, obviously,
it's literally the best.
It's elite.
Or I think like 0.2 away from the Nets.
But the thing is, you know, we've seen too many times where, you know, there's like a man advantage or a mismatch, and we kind of we tend to slow things down.
Yeah.
And I think that that is fine, but at the same time, why would you not take advantage of some of those easy opportunities presented to you? We've seen the Bucks absolutely destroy teams that way. We've seen the Lakers absolutely destroy teams that way. And there is a concern if your half-court offense isn't there as to how that translates in the playoffs. But the thing is we already know the half-court offense is there.
Yeah, it's there already for sure.
So let's speed it up a little sometimes too.
Just a tiny bit.
We can go fast, we can go slow.
And then real quick, the pick-and-roll defense has to tighten up. That's definitely a bugaboo with this team. That is a full-on actual thing. Every team has concerns. We were waiting a while for the Clippers to kind of rear their heads. This is an actual concern in terms of championship stuff. Small, kind of like agile guards, which obviously every guard is agile, but I think you know what I mean.
Which the Western Conference has a few of.
Chock full of. So that's a very large point of issue that I'm excited to see how Ty Lue figures out. That about wraps up for Thirsty Thursday. Coming up, we're just going to be talking. We have a great, there's a great quote from Paul George about the Jared Dudley situation from postgame. But first, I got to give a shout out to Bet Online. I'm ready for some football. I have my unborn kids college fund on the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Let's hope they get that dub. Hope everyone's having a responsible betting weekend, I say, after betting my unborn child's college tuition on that. There's only one place I would trust to bet this much money, my child's future, if you will, and that is betonline.ag. If you sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get a 50% welcome bonus. That's all capital letters, one word, locked on. Hope you bet on the Clippers to beat the spread against this Cavs team. That would have been a nice little dub for you. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Now, Will, talk to me about CBD, this wacky stuff everyone's selling and doing.
Hey, if you're hurting from losing too much gambling, boy, do I have the medicine for you.
Oh, I need it.
It's CBD MD. Look, the holidays are finally behind us. It's time to catch up on some much needed sleep. Getting a good night's sleep is even easier now, thanks to our friends at CBD MD. Check out CBD PM. It blends 500 milligrams of high quality CBD with melatonin, valerian root, chamomile, and other sleep promoting ingredients to create a powerful and effective sleep aid.
Awesome.
You need it. And if you want to relax a little before bed, their new CBD bath salts fuse superior CBD with Epsom, Dead Sea, and Himalayan salts, all the good salts, to turn any bath into a luxury experience. They're available in lavender or eucalyptus scents, as well as soothing nighttime blend with melatonin and calming herbs. Look, CBDMD has really helped me shed my post-holiday stress. You know how stressed I was. I was constantly like, holidays.
Oh, yeah, that was a nightmare.
And to make it even easier to get the year started off right, they're extending our listeners a special 25% off offer on your next order when you use the promo code NBA at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com, promo code NBA for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD products from CBDMD.
Okay, welcome to Shavings. Real quick, a Lakers bench warmer somehow thinks that everyone on the Clippers can talk smack. Jared Dudley wrote a book about being in the bubble, which...
Who's reading that?
Look, we all had Twitter. We all know what the bubble was like. He talked about how Kawhi could talk shit because, you know, he's been a champion, and Patrick Beverley could talk shit because he has a family to feed, which is a direct quote. But he doesn't. He doesn't think Paul George can because Paul George is quote unquote hasn't won anything. Which Paul George in the post game against the Cavs said, "God bless Jared Dudley," in regards to this, which is, "Whew, you love it,
burn,
burn." But is this where we
roasted.
Are?
Roasted.
We're just at this erasure. And this is a larger issue. Obviously, look, this affects Clippers fans a lot more because it's Paul George and he's playing very well. But this is absurd. This is bad for NBA fandom as a whole. This is a player saying this.
So that's my thing. Like, it would be one thing if this was like, I don't know.
Some jackass on Twitter.
Yeah, or even a big Twitter account, because it's like, yeah, you got to get your clicks or whatever. But when it's a player, like, you understand, I would think, the game at a higher level than the average, you know, watcher of the game. It's like, who was it that was saying, like, they didn't understand that Draymond was good? And it's like, but you're a professional basketball player.
Yeah, you've been watching this. It doesn't make any sense. It's just so far removed from, and the logic obviously makes no sense.
No.
PG, in case you were wondering, six-time All-Star, most improved player in 2013, gold medal in the Rio Olympics, All-NBA in 2019, two-time All-Defensive first team for both in 2019. It's just, it's fine. I don't care that Jared Dudley won a championship. That's fine. You need guys on the bench or whatever. Before this championship, Jared Dudley had nothing.
Agreed.
Literally nothing.
Absolutely agreed.
In terms of awards or anything, I just think this is such a larger issue with NBA fandom as a whole. You had the whole thing with Inside the NBA where Shaq didn't know who Christian Wood was. You had him calling, trying to get Donovan Mitchell to, like, react to him saying he didn't have it or whatever the hell that whole situation was. There are people who think Paul George is a bad basketball player for no good reason. I'm not saying you can't nitpick a player's weaknesses, but to completely erase someone's accomplishments and career based on, I guess, not liking the cut of the guy's jib?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Look, I guess, in that playoff push, Jared Dudley appeared in 9 games, averaging 3 minutes per game for a whopping 0 points. I don't know what we're doing here, man. Like, seriously, this is the guy? I don't know why.
Just stop. Like, you played for the Clippers. It was not a good time. Doc asked you to play hurt. Fine. Be mad at Doc Rivers, I guess.
Be mad at the organization. Fine. Be mad at the fans. Fine. This is like,
This is what a nerd on Twitter does to get clicks.
Yeah.
But he's selling his book.
This is like you telling your coworker who is your superior, who is a C-level employee, and you're, I don't know, working in the mail room.
Yeah.
And they're like,
which is an important job.
I actually think he's incompetent.
Yeah. It's a pain in the ass, and it just bums me out in general for NBA fandom as a whole, because right now, NBA fandom is very much a victim of who can have the hottest takes of any other sports. The NFL is pretty close, but the NBA is the one where you can say things like, I think Paul George is not even an All-Star or something like that. And you're just like, but what about these numbers? What about, did you watch the game?
Based on what?
And they're just like, I just don't believe it. And you're like, you cannot believe it, but you're still a dumbass.
Look, I mean, I love jokes. I love messing around.
What an
upset. I love messing around on the internet. But like this,
I love a goofy Photoshop.
A good Photoshop, you know? But there's just a difference between like making a joke and
becoming the joke.
And yeah, becoming the joke or presenting something as factual that is garbage.
Yeah.
And that, you know, like that to me crosses a line. Whether it was a Clippers player or not. Like if this was Jared Dudley talking about, I don't know, Joel Embiid or something.
Yeah.
Like I would still feel the same way. Like who are you to say anything?
Yeah. It's pretty absurd. I will not be buying that publication.
Who's publishing that?
It might be self-pub, dude.
Boycotting.
It might be self-pub.
Boycotted.
The opposite of Small Business Saturday. First publishing this book. That about wraps it up for us. What a fantastic way to end the road trip for the Clips. Friday's episode, we're going to have a preview of the Clippers weekend against the Celtics and Kings.
Yes.
It'll be kind of a tough weekend.
Yeah.
You're going to be at that Celtics game, huh?
That's right.
Live in full effect. Only one of us can go, thanks to COVID, so big ol' FU to COVID on that one.
We'll figure it out.
We're gonna get a big trench coat. We're gonna figure something out. We gotta love Mary Quarantine, and then of course whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland. The Batum Battalion Raffle situation is still very much on.
That's right.
Get your reviews
in.
It's
live.
It's live. These shirts will be in on this coming Monday. I have jury duty on Monday, so we'll get those sent out at some point. Will, where can these people review us?
Please, to get entered to win one of those shirts, review us on iTunes or the podcast app. We'd love to know what you think. You can also listen to us. You can't review us, unfortunately, but you can listen to us on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, on Stitcher, on Deezer. You can always tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers if you're trying to do things hands-free.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know what you're doing with those hands, but...
Keep them where I can see them. That's all I'm saying.
But thank you so much for listening. As I said up top, we come at you Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific. And, you know, we love to bring you this Clippers news.
Absolutely. Thank y'all so much. We have to give one more shout out to 1010. If you're still listening and you didn't hear it the first time, this episode was brought to you by 1010. You may have read about it in the New York Times, InStyle Magazine, or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it. It's an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana. These 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring, and when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you're ready to mark a special commitment or looking for a unique and meaningful way to celebrate Valentine's Day, which is coming up, you're definitely going to want to check this out. This exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings is now available exclusively at BlueNile.com. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.